This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. And in the studio lounge, we have Mr. Bruce Drott from Co-op. I almost said Co-op Financial Services. Now it's just Co-op Solutions, as we can see right here. Congratulations on this, by the way.
Hey, thank you. It's great to have up. Thanks.
Yeah. Samantha Paxson was in here earlier. She said this has been 3 years in the making. I went, what? That's a long time.
We've done a lot of research.
I
spent a lot of time with people talking about it and excited to unveil it.
Right on, right on. And you got the URL to boot, so that's good.
Always a good thing.
The most important thing, get that URL. No, so how's the show going for you? I mean, I'm asking everybody, hey, we're in person. How's that feel? I mean, I'm sure you've been to in-person things before already, but this is a pretty big gathering. So what are your thoughts on the GAC being back in person?
Yeah, no, it's very invigorating to have people, you know, being able to talk to each other face-to-face, to be able to have some fun, as well as to, you know, just have a chance to more deeply connect on some of the important things that we're trying to do together.
Yeah, on a face-to-face, it provides those impromptu conversations that are sometimes very beneficial for a lot of people. So, Bruce, today we're just giving an update on products and technology from Co-op, and you guys have a full plate of this already going on. So give me what do you want to talk about first? What products do you want to feature first?
Yeah, I would say let's talk about some things that are kind of real right now, some things that we've been have been working on.
Okay.
You know, we have, Co-op continues to put out a roadmap every year, which means every year we're doing a whole new set of things.
Mm-hmm.
And there's kind of a cycle we go through, which is listening and co-creating with credit unions to physically developing to then kind of deploying. And honestly, in that deploying thing, there's an adoption curve, right, of people coming in to experience it.
Yeah.
So every year, a part of that cycle turns.
Okay.
Right?
Okay,
so it's fun to see, listen, develop, deliver, and continue to stagger that through. So some of the things that are in that delivery phase right now are the things we wanted to talk about. So the first one I would say is Cooper Fraud Score. So Cooper Fraud Score has been an important step for us as Co-op because we had the opportunity to take all of our data and to create a predictive model for fraud just on credit union information.
Mm-hmm.
And for lack of a better term, we've had lots of models in the past. They've been from external entities, but we haven't been able to really take that data and do that in what I'm going to call a credit union kind of way.
Yeah.
And so Cooper Fraud Score is out now. It's physically being used. We've seen areas of great success for it where it is able to do that prediction.
Mm-hmm.
It also comes along with an ability to explain. Because so when you have fraud, you want to stop it.
Yeah.
But there's always that potential where you will hit somebody who you didn't want to stop, right? And part of us doing this in a credit union kind of way is when we chose a modeling methodology that gave us the ability to explain why that happened. And so not just, hey, there was a decline, but there's a reason behind that. And that customer service aspect, to be able to explain that to members, really is an important part of the offering.
Yeah.
Because not only do we want to protect from fraud, we want to do that as accurately as possible. This really has given us a tool to be able to make that happen.
Okay, good stuff, good stuff. What else is on the plate? I mean, obviously, this is just the tip of the iceberg here. So what else are you guys featuring? That's real.
So digital card issuance has been another really important component. And, you know, a number of the Co-op solutions, when you think about it, there's a functional component to it. So in this case, the function is when I have somebody who has just signed up for a debit card or a credit card, can I get those credentials to them immediately? Similarly, if there's ever a problem, meaning there was fraud and we had to stop a card, how do I get them the next credential,
right?
In that very fast kind of component, but that doesn't speak to a lot of the other experience components that go around that. To just say, hey, how do I, through a digital experience, meaning within the native data, within the native mobile banking application, how do I bring this experience to life? Whether you be somebody who's coming in to sign up for a card for the first time, somebody who's going through kind of a natural reissuance cycle, mm-hmm. or somebody who had some type of event, usually a fraud event, that said, hey, we had to stop this, but mm-hmm. now I need to get you back into that environment.
Yeah.
So as we think about all those kind of surround experiences, that's been another really important part of digital card issuance.
Mm-hmm.
Speeding a card, you know, really isn't necessarily always what members are looking for. I mean, they want that speed,
sure.
but they want that to be done in a certain way, mm-hmm. in a way that's very intuitive to them. And so this has been a great place for us to be able to bring that to life within a whole number of digital banking entities. Because when co-op brings something, we try to make sure it works with digital banking entities in course,
mm-hmm.
right? Where
mm-hmm.
credit unions don't have to make a choice and say, it will only work here, or it'll only work there, right? We believe it says, hey, you know, make your choice at what works well for you as a core, what works well for you mm-hmm. as a digital bank.
Core agnostic, you're talking?
Yes.
Okay.
And our ability then to be able to, as we deliver any product mm-hmm. through our co-op roadmap, to be able to bring those things to life within those environments.
Well, it gives creating so much freedom to pick and choose what they want to use. So yeah,
it does.
It's a smart, smart move. Smart move for sure. And I love the digital aspect of that because, again, like you said, it's immediate. So there's no waiting around or anything like that to get back, like you said, back in the game. So let's see here. So what else? I mean, what else are you bringing out? Because in 2022, is there anything else that you want to talk about for 2022?
Yeah, so in 2022, we're working on a number of things that kind of further the path into our members' lifestyles. And so what we have seen is that payments is the key driver to be able to have a member mm-hmm. identify with that credit union as their primary financial relationship.
Mm-hmm.
No other product ties to it, like what we've seen through the research we've done over the last 2 years with roughly about 3,000 consumers each year. It keeps coming back to this theme. And so within those themes, there are two things in particular, one of which is what we call pay over time transactions. That's kind of our take on how to do buy now, pay later.
Oh, okay.
As well as, we'll call it within this next piece is within kind of a family card context, to be able to say, how do I as a primary account holder give an account to somebody else with a set amount of money mm-hmm. and with a set time and with set controls?
Like parents, kids type thing? Or?
It could be parents, kids. We've discovered a number of other use cases where people have, right? They may have, let's say, a carpenter as well who's doing something on their behalf, and they're like, you know what? I want you to buy, right, these services rather than you buy it, pay
idea.
It, and to do it. So there, but it really comes back to kind of a, I'm going to call it a member experience thing, whereby the member's thinking, I should be able to do this,
mm-hmm.
right? And so a lot of times we have delivered products,
mm-hmm.
right? But these are really, back to the name, solutions, right? It's solutions to a member problem where they're like, I believe I should be able to do this. And that really is what kind of will help co-op differentiate our solutions mm-hmm. from kind of other solutions that are floating in the marketplace.
Oh my gosh, how cool is that? Guys, okay, what's on the horizon, Bruce? Can you give us a peek behind the curtain, so to speak?
Yeah, so two kind of future horizon type things, and we're in the midst of doing kind of proof of concepts around these, is one of our most consistent and kind of highest rated things from credit unions is all about fraud,
okay.
right? And we have spent a bunch of time on fraud relative to the Cooper fraud scores we've described and a number of other tools. And really what we're seeing as it relates to fraud is that we and credit unions both are looking to say, we think that the fraud systems that today are kind of siloed, meaning you have a fraud system for credit and debit, you have a fraud system for bill payment, you have a fraud system for Zelle,
mm-hmm.
you have a fraud system for probably your AC, you know, all those different things, that it's important to bring those together. So one of our horizon things that we're exploring right mm-hmm. now is to say, how do I bring all of that data and information together so that I can consistently apply risk measures regardless of
mm-hmm.
that? And what it really does is it creates a common member experience. And by the way, on the other side, there are actually common people who commit fraud, right? So when you think about it, when they're trying to do that, that's not, you know, a fraud person who does credit card and a fraud person who does bill pay, mm-hmm. it's a fraud person.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
trying to do that. So that type of thinking helps us get to the member mm-hmm. identity and quite honestly try to put the wall up in front of the fraud
mm-hmm.
identity. The second thing that's a bit of a path out there more is all around data and personalization. And people have historically just thought about that relative to how can I offer something else. We see it as well within the service realm, to to say, how do I provide you proactive service? Mm-hmm. So members are looking for that service. And there are different triggers, right? So if somebody calls into an IVR three times in a row and they've never called before,
yeah.
right? That might That's be the reason to reach out yeah. to them and to say, hey, what's going on? Mm-hmm. Or mm-hmm. if all of a sudden they're over their limit on a card, or there are a number of different factors that can factor into saying, how do I take personalized data and how do I set the right set of triggers to be able to know how to reach out.
Yeah.
Sometimes that may be for a new offering. Sometimes that may be for service. Sometimes that may be for advice, right? You looked and you're like, hey, I saw you tried to get cash at these different ATMs, right? And mm-hmm. this is a better way of doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So that proactive service mm-hmm. with kind of a full definition of service is another thing that we are exploring for kind of that next tier
on. Out. You guys are thinking of everything. My goodness.
Well, so, our credit unions are thinking of everything.
Well, in conjunction with you guys. Yeah. yeah, exactly. And that's why that two-way street is so important here, because yeah. You get that feedback from them. So that's pretty awesome. So the ultimate meaning for credit unions here is, I mean, you're offering these great, great services and even the ones on the horizon. So what does this mean for credit unions, that they're going to be kind of on, pardon the 90s term, the cutting edge of all of this type of stuff? Or what's, from your perspective, how do you see it benefiting the credit unions out there overall?
Yeah, so the first place that we'd go back to is that primary financial relationship. What we have seen is that right now, credit union members, out of our research, are making a decision,
mm-hmm.
right? To say, will I step into this with my credit union? Or will I be, quite honestly, as they have almost described it, forced to go somewhere else? So we're trying to step into that gap.
Mm-hmm.
We recently saw whereby 66% of respondents to our surveys mm-hmm. were using a digital product outside of a credit union, and only 16% were using it within.
Really?
So what we are attempting to do is we are attempting to bolster the payment strategy of all credit unions, because again, that is that one path to PFR and quite honestly all the other products and services.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so we are trying to get credit unions to that place by us acting together. We believe we've got the resources and the focus on the right set of things so that we can, as credit unions, regain that PFR status
yeah.
to step into that trust that our members mm-hmm. want to give us
mm-hmm.
and to be able to deliver on kind of the solution needs that those credit unions
yeah
have.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can never have too much of this stuff, for sure. So yeah, you guys are crushing it, continuing to crush it out there. Anything else to add, Bruce? Any final thoughts here?
I would just say that, you know, now is an important time in history, right? I mean, that part of, you know, there are moments in time when you need to kind of step in, and there's other moments of time where, you know, things may feel a little bit more normal.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, you know, from a co-op, you know, part of coming out with the solution name and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
that was a moment in kind of our company history,
yeah.
but it's coinciding with a moment in history, I believe, between credit unions and their members.
Mm-hmm.
And so kind of the final statement around that just says, please don't ignore it, right?
Yeah.
Step into that, step into payments, take that moment in history. Our members are asking us
yeah.
to do it, and so we very much want to.
Yeah, listen to your members, listen to them, for sure. Indeed. All right, Bruce, well, I'm going to let you get back at it. Thank you so much for the product update.
All right,
good stuff. I'm really excited to see what's on the horizon for you guys and see how you guys are going to continue to help out credit unions. Doing a great job.
Sounds good.
All right,
thank
sir.
You much.
Well done,
being...
sir. There he is. Bruce Drott from Co-op Solutions now.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.